myself that he knows the technique of kissing better than anyone I've met. Finally, I lie still on the couch. But when his desire grows, I try to escape. Too late. Then I tell him the truth. Woman's trouble. That does not seem to deter him. You don't think I want that mechanical way. There are other ways. He sits up and uncovers his penis. I don't understand what he wants. He makes me get down on my knees. He offers it to my mouth. When I see that I have let him be aroused, it seems natural to let him release his desire between my legs. I just let him, out of pity. I owed him that. He had revealed a new world to me. I had understood for the first time the abnormal experiences Eduardo had warned me against. I tell Hugo the story, partially. We efface an hour by passionate love, without twists, without aftertaste. When it is finished, it is not finished. We lie still in each other's arms, lulled by our love, by tenderness, sensuality in which the whole being can participate. I might have found a husband who loved me less exclusively, but it would not be Hugo, and whatever is Hugo, whatever Hugo is composed of, I love. He will come home tonight, and I will watch him.